This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Pop Experience. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Goes to the Couch. I'm James Gruenberg alongside Greg Diener. Greg, how are you doing?
Well, as we're recording this, James, it is Sunday, and which is, we're recording this right before night two of WrestleMania 37, which is, I believe John is at WrestleMania 37, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, our third partner in crime, John Arsenio D'Amato, is at WrestleMania. He went down to Tampa, so he is not here with us tonight.
Well, I hope he had fun watching Bad Bunny and Amos.
Yes, I hope all of our Place to Be brethren who are down there are enjoying WrestleMania. So we are covering Mighty Ducks Game Changers, as everyone knows. We are on to episode 3, Breakaway. Greg, how are you enjoying the series so far?
Well, I'm enjoying this series right now. I feel like now, at the end of this episode, it's now picking up. Now we got our team ready. We got everything assembled. So now we're going to get into the real start of the series now.
Yes, I agree. And also that, you know, Alex is learning to become a coach, and that Evan and the rest of the players aren't giving up, and they are just going to continue to march on and play hockey.
Yeah, they're giving it the good old college try, but now it's for real now.
Oh, yes, it is. Alrighty, so let's dive into the episode. This is episode 3, Breakaway. The team starts off and they're watching film, and they are just watching their game for against the Cardinals, where the Ducks got demolished. I mean, not the Ducks, the Don't Bothers got demolished. I keep referring to them as the Ducks. They're called the Don't Bothers. Sorry about that. The Don't Bothers got demolished by the Cardinals, 12-0, and they got beaten. They got checked into the boards, and Alex is saying, don't be discouraged by that. Don't be discouraged by the loss. Just continue to play and move forward.
Yeah. I'm curious, were they able to play the game footage? Because they were watching it like on a tube CRT TV. So I'm just wondering how it was possible for them to watch the game footage, because I don't think anyone records on a VCR or anything anymore in the 2020s, do they?
I'm not sure. Your guess is as good as mine. So Gordon,
I don't think it has Chromecast. You have an ability to cast from the CRT, but whatever.
So Gordon comes in and he's wondering why the team isn't getting any nachos or hot cocoa. And Nick goes, Sam says, well, Winnie's not back there to serve us. So it turns out Winnie the snack bar worker got dumped by a hot chocolate delivery guy named Chad.
Coco Chad, as he's referred to as.
Yes, Coco Chad. Oh. Evan and Nick are discussing that their next game is against the Ducks and that they need to try and recruit Sophie to the Don't Bothers.
Yeah, so this plan, I don't see how this is going to go wrong.
No, and how should it go wrong? So the next day, they're in a classroom with Sophie, and Nick has a very good argument. You know, by Sophie joining the Don't Bothers, she gets more ice time, and she's going to become the top best player on the Don't Bothers besides Evan. And her goals are going to go up, and, you know, like, everything's going to go up. Her stats are just going to fly through the roof if she joins the Don't Bothers.
Well, he did a lot of analytical work on this presentation on his phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have to put up a very good argument why Sophie should join the team. And, you know, Nick's got it down to a science.
Yeah, I don't know if, there's a hockey equivalent of sabermetrics. I guess there probably is. I don't know.
Yeah. So then Alex is trying new coaching and practice methods. She starts out by doing shooting drills, and she gets interrupted by Gordon, who has to do double the work since Winnie is sobbing in her breakup with Coco Chad.
No. Yeah.
And so, you know, Gordon kicks the players off during their practice, even though he promised them rink time, but he still has to get the ice, you know, shaven and everything.
Yeah, well, that Zamboni, it's serious business. You got to make the ice clean. You got to make it good and clean so that they can skate on it.
Yep. So then the next day at school, all the players, starting off with Logan doing his little hair shtick, they try to charm Sophie into joining the Ducks, and Coop is just standing there near the bus, and then he just goes, "Yes."
Yeah. He thinks that this whole plan has worked for him.
And we all know that it hasn't worked because Sophie is still not going to join the team.
No.
So then Evan convinces Sophie that to go on a date with Evan to do studying. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I said Evan convinces Sophie to go on a date with him to a pizza place to study for a math quiz. And there, Evan presents Sophie with her own Don't Bother's jersey with a C on it that says stands for captain.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got hard work. He got this jersey all made out for Sophie. And he presents the jersey to her. And she has it in her room, I believe, and she tries to hide it from her mother.
Yeah, because she doesn't want her mom getting the idea that Sophie is going to quit the Ducks and join the Don't Bothers, when in Sophie's parents' mind, they have her on the right track to getting into a good school and everything.
Yeah, these are very demanding parents, as we learn.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's showing us that there are two types of sport parents. You know, the ones like Alex who, you know, just brings her kid and just goes and does work. And then there are those who are the serious parents like Sophie's parents who, you know, wake up at 4 a.m. to drive their kid to a 6 a.m. practice clinic, you know, and all the practices and very strong encouragement.
Yeah, I've been around my share of travel baseball because I've done baseball scoring for an organization in the past, and I've seen a lot of parents like Sophie's parents. So,
And then when they're at the pizza place, one of the Ducks players goes up to Evan and says, "Oh, I heard you guys got your butt kicked by the Cardinals. You guys stink." And, you know,
yeah,
so
I believe that's Sophie's brother.
Oh, yeah, it is. So they're both on the Ducks. And, you know, Evan goes, "Now, why do you want to play for a team who just bullies other teams and other players on other teams, you know?"
Yeah.
So then we go back to the Ice Palace, and Nick is comforting Winnie over this hard breakup by Coco Chad, and Gordon goes, "What are you doing here?" And Nick goes, "Well, I need to find my water bottle, and then I just got sidetracked." He goes, "You mean your water bottle right there?" And Nick goes, "I found it. I can go now."
Yeah, well, it was easy to find because the water bottle actually has his name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Nick is just very, you know, heartwarming to Winnie, and he's trying to woo Winnie himself.
Yeah, never mind that he's like a significantly like a decade younger than her. He thinks, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna win this girl by comforting her.
Yeah. So then Coco Chad actually goes to find Winnie, but he runs into Nick beforehand, and Nick goes, well, Winnie doesn't want to see you now, Chad, so just leave the flowers with me and I'll give them to her. So Chad does that, and Nick literally throws them in the dumpster.
Yeah, I mean, these are perfectly good flowers that he picked out to try to win Winnie back. He's like, you know what, I'm just going to throw these because I want Winnie all to myself.
And he gets caught by Gordon, who's like, what are you doing? Stop. Listen, I understand that you have a crush on Winnie, but let's be honest. You're younger. Nick is way too young for Winnie, and Gordon just wants his employee back because he's tired of doing double the work, and he actually said a really funny line. Do you know how fast ketchup goes into the bottle? Very, very slow. I don't have time to be putting ketchup in the bottle. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to go get those flowers out of that dumpster, and you're going to give them to Winnie, and you're going to tell Winnie that they are from Chad. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I can sympathize with Gordon, especially considering if he's using those Heinz glass ketchup bottles. Trust me, those are a real pain to get the ketchup out.
Yeah. So it's basically like the practice right before the game versus the Ducks. And Alex is just trying her hardest to, you know, get the kids prepared. Gordon sees Alex's playbook and stuff and realizes that she has nothing written down. She has no plays at all. They're going to get crushed again. So Gordon takes the playbook and he starts writing and scribbling in notes and stuff. So we'll see how that pans out during the game.
Yes.
And then Sophie comes and confronts Evan because Sophie got a B on that math quiz that Evan and her were supposedly studying for, but it was all just a ploy for Evan to try and get Sophie onto the Don't Bothers.
Yeah. But I mean, she got a B. Come on, if I got a B on a difficult quiz, I'd be the happiest person in the world. But nope.
Sophie says that it's unacceptable in her parents' house that she got a B and that it's not going to help her get into Harvard. She wants to go to Harvard. She wants to be the best at everything. Evan tries to tell her that a B is not a bad grade. But Sophie's just like, no, you don't care about my needs. You only care about your needs. And you just want me to leave the Ducks so you guys can win games. Evan does admit that that's what he wants because he knows that Sophie is a very good player, but Sophie is not having any of it because she got a B on that quiz. I mean, it's just one B. Is it really the end of the world?
No. No, it isn't.
So she tells Evan, oh, I'll see your team on the ice. So the next day, it's game day. And it's the Don't Bothers versus the Ducks. Just like the first game, the Ducks are dominating the Don't Bothers. So the Don't Bothers are getting pounded again. And mostly all the goals are by Sophie.
Yeah, pretty much.
and you see that they are getting the Don't Bothers are getting pounded into the boards again. You know, Coob is not stopping any of the shots at all that are being fired at him by Sophie and the rest of the Ducks.
Yeah, he still has not learned anything yet about how to be a goalie in real life.
No. So it looks like the Ducks are, I mean, the Ducks are going to shut out the Don't Bothers when Alex calls timeout and she says, I have one play here. It's called the breakaway.
Which was somehow magically written into her notebook, and she has no idea why.
Yeah, I mean, who could have done that, right, Greg? Who wrote this miraculous play that might help them score a goal during the game? So the trick is have Logan lay down like he is laying down on the puck. The puck is in Coob's hands the whole time. So he shoots it off from his glove to Evan, who really just powerhouse skates all the way down, and he dodges Sophie and he scores the first and only goal for the Don't Bother so far during the season.
Yes. And he made a very nice spin around move to score the breakaway goal. That was magical. It was very
good. He's got some, I would say, Charlie Cowboy and Luis Mendoza moves in him, you know, so we know that Evan is a very, very fast skater.
Yeah, and at least he can stop, unlike Luis Mendoza.
Yeah, unlike Luis, Evan can stop. but sadly, the Don't Bothers lose 17-1, but they did get their first goal and they are very, very happy. However, Evan gets cheap shotted by one of the Duck players, and Sophie is very angry that happened. Like, it's not cool to cheap shot someone just because they got a goal on you.
Yeah.
And Evan won that goal fair and square. I mean, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing that the Ducks are basically almost like the Hawks. You know, they cheap shot after goals, and the Ducks are kind of ruthless.
Yeah. Like I said, that coach on the Ducks, he's the Coach Riley of this series.
Oh, he is. And so after the game, Coach T is mad that the Ducks let in that goal. And he's saying, like, do you hear them? They are celebrating over one goal. They are celebrating a loss. It should have been a shutout. How could you let that goal in, Sophie? And to be fair, Evan got the best of her.
Yeah, and you won by 16 goals. Is one, like, garbage time goal against you really that is really going to hurt you that bad? Is it really going to get under your skin?
Apparently so for Coach T. So Coach T is going to make them stay after practice and do laps to think about what they've done. Even though they won the game, they still let a goal in.
Mm.
I mean, if you go back to the first movie, that Coach Riley said that if the Hawks blew the championship game, that nobody was going to make the team next year.
Jeez.
So yeah, you know, Coach T is a very strict coach.
Yeah.
So this is what really causes Sophie to not want to be a Duck anymore, and she goes over to the Don't Bothers bench and says, "Do you have a spot for me? I want to play for you guys."
There you go.
Yeah, so something was going to change Sophie's mind, you know, to come onto the team.
Yeah, and probably her demanding family is not going to like it, because she says to Evan that she has not told her parents yet that she has joined the Don't Bothers.
No, she has not. So then, back at the Ice Palace, Alex confronts Gordon. Oh, yes, and we also forgot that Alex did do research on Gordon, you know, that Gordon is the Minnesota Miracle Man, and that he tried out for the minors and went pro, and then he got to be the college coach for the college hockey team.
Yeah, at St. Paul.
Oh, at St. Paul. I didn't know which college it was. Thank you, Greg, for correcting me on that one. So Alex says, "Why do you hate hockey so much?" And Gordon goes, "Well, why do you care? Why does everyone care why I hate hockey and why I stopped playing hockey?" Because Alex knows that Gordon is not done with the game of hockey, that he's just running from his past again, like he did in the first movie.
Yep.
So Gordon tells his story about what happened after the Ducks. He quit the Ducks team because they just cared about winning and they didn't care about having fun anymore. And then he gets kicked out of what college is it, Greg?
St. Paul, because he loaned money to a player to buy it. I think it was like tape for his stick.
Yeah, and that's a big law that Gordon broke, you know, lending money to a college player to get his stick fixed is like the expulsion, you know?
Well, you know how it works in college.
Yeah, there's a lot of do's and don'ts in college sports, and Gordon broke a rule.
Like, so really, this simple thing, like, is enough to expel him from college hockey? Like, it's not like he did recruiting violations or anything.
Yeah, I found his reasoning to be a little ridiculous, that they got so angry that he paid for tape. Like, how much did the tape cost? Like, $10 or something?
But I mean, I can buy it. They don't name it, but I assume it's the NCAA. And I could realistically see the NCAA getting upset over something minor like that.
And we also discover how he got the ownership. Yeah, the ownership to the Ice Palace, where Hans's brother Jan, who passed away, also gave it to him, but with a lot of debt. So Gordon wants to get back into the game somehow, some way. Alex offers Gordon a spot to help the Don't Bothers. So again, Gordon comes clean with everything that he's not really done with hockey.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Gordon's going to be helping Alex out with the coaching from here on out.
Or at least in some degree.
Yeah.
And then, so Evan calls Sophie. Oh, we forgot one thing then.
Did we forget about Winnie?
I'm sorry about that. Winnie doesn't get back with Coco Chad.
No.
She finds Mustard Sam, the guy who delivers mustard to the Ice Palace. And she thanks Nick for all of his heartwarming compassion. I thought it was a really funny. Nick is a funny side character with like a very funny side stories.
Yeah, he is the star of this. He's a real star of this series, in my opinion.
Yeah. But again, you know, Evan's got the heart and determination to don't give up.
Yeah.
So then Evan calls Sophie and says, "Oh, I'm so glad that you're now on the Don't Bothers." But Sophie says, "Yeah, but I have to tell my parents," and they have to say, yes, that it's okay to be on the Don't Bothers, because we all know that Sophie's parents expect perfection from their daughter.
Yeah, and I suspect they're going to be totally cool, but no, they're not going to be totally cool with it.
It's almost like Mr. Banks in the first film.
Oh, yeah.
When Adam got told that he has to be a duck now. Adam at first doesn't want to be a duck, but he like gets to it and he's like, I just want to play hockey, you know, one way or another. Even if I'm on a different team, I just want to play hockey. And I think Mr. Banks took it really hard that, you know,
yeah, because in the championship,
Adam can't play with the Hawks. Adam can't play with the Hawks anymore.
Yeah. Well, remember in the championship game, his dad's still wearing the Hawks jacket.
Yeah, and he really didn't want to, you know, stand up when the Hawks scored or when the Ducks had possession of the puck. So Mr. Banks was very playing neutral until his son scored, and then his son got hurt.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, yeah, I'm with my son. So
we see a lot of Adam in Sophie, because, you know, her parents are counting on her. Like Adam said, my dad's counting on me to play well with the scouts, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Gordon is with is drinking hot chocolate, you know, pondering what he's gonna do, and that's where basically our episode wraps up.
Yeah, because he takes down the no hockey sign in the Ice Palace.
Oh, yeah. He takes down the no hockey sign, saying that, you know, hockey's allowed and I'm back in the game. Some one way or another, I'm back in the game.
Yeah, it's like Paul Newman at the end of The Color of Money. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, or like even the Chicago Bulls, when Michael Jordan said, I'm back in an email, all he said was, I'm back, Mike. And yeah, that was it. So, Greg, what are your thoughts on this episode?
Pretty good episode. I gotta say, I liked the plot dynamic between Sophie and Evan. And I gotta say, though, The side story with Nick and Winnie and Coco Chad was the highlight of this episode.
Indeed. I thought Nick was very funny. I will have to say that we're not really seeing a lot of character development so far of the other players.
No, not yet so far.
Like, it felt like this was just a Evan, Nick, and Alex episode, along with Gordon, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you go back, you're like, what about all these other players? You know, they only have, like, three lines throughout the whole entire episode.
Yeah, we just have to further the plot along. Sorry, guys. It's like an episode of Raw. Like, we can't... Can't deal with you other people. We have to focus on the main stories.
Yeah, it's like, oh, put all those guys as in a hardcore title run-ins, you know? Just get them somewhere. Yeah, I thought this was a very good episode. Very heartwarming that, you know, of Gordon opening up again, saying that, you know, I was on the highest of highs and here I am on like the lowest of lows, in his opinion, owning this ice arena, even though that it's got its own like problems, isn't the best. And he knows that he wants to be back into the game of hockey. So this is his best opportunity now, because Alex is like, you have us, you know, take the chance and the opportunity to help those kids get better, because he knows that he loves kids in a way and he wants to help kids become good hockey players.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Gordon is back in the game. So see how it all progresses from here on out.
Do you think, Greg, that Gordon will become the head coach, or is he going to take the assistant coach role and let Alex finish off the season?
That's a very interesting question. I think he's going to be more like the Hans figure in this series as it progresses.
Yes, that's a very good assumption, Greg, and a very good, you know, it's a very good role for Gordon, that he can be like on the side, but he can also offer very good advice and come up with the plays and everything, and Alex can produce the plays like a coach can.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of work ahead of her.
Yes, she does. So, Greg, before we wrap up things on this episode of Mighty Ducks Game Changers, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Well, right now on the Play Speed Nation Pop Experience, on It Was a Thing on TV, our latest drop includes two pilots, because we're in the middle of pilot month right now. We are covering different pilots, a pilot produced by NBC in 1989 called The Nerd, which is based on a Broadway play and a weird show from the mid-2000s by the Sci-Fi Channel based on a comic book called The Amazing Screw-On Head. So that's the latest drop we have on PlaySpeed Nation Pop Experience. And me and Chico Alexander, sometime next week, we'll be recording the second episode of Into the Spidey Movieverse. We'll be talking about Spider-Man 2, and I cannot wait for that, because Spider-Man 2 is literally one of my all-time favorite comic book movies. It's just an absolute classic.
Be sure to check out those on the Place to Be Pop Experience. Me, on the other hand, I am part of the Place to Be Wrestling Network. I have a podcast called Extreme Resurrection with Michael Cook, where me and Mike, we take a look back at ECW when it was on the Sci-Fi Channel in 2006 to 2010. We are on the debut episode of CM Punk when he comes into ECW, and when Big Show and Batista probably have the worst match in 2006, not just for ECW, but in WWE for the year of 2006. So be sure to check out that. That'll drop right as this episode drops as well. So from Pop Goes the Couch, I'm James Gruenberg alongside Greg Diener, and we will see you next time.